Sudden cardiac arrest can strike anywhere, anytime, and is often fatal without prompt and appropriate intervention from bystanders. This message comes as the Heart Foundation is calling for greater support and funding to install greater numbers of automatic external defibrillators in public facilities and for further regulation of e-cigarettes, tobacco, and junk food advertising to reduce the risk young people get heart disease and other chronic conditions later in life. The Wire's Tony Pankaluik spoke with Heart Foundation New South Wales General Manager Simon Cowie to find out more.
How many Australians are affected by cardiac arrest in general, and which age group are most affected?
Sure, so in Australia, sudden cardiac arrest affects around 20,000 per year, and the outcomes are grim. So 90% of people who suffer from a cardiac arrest will die, and 2,000 of them are under the age of 50. So we know that the best strategy for preventing sudden cardiac death at any age is having defibrillators widely available, along with CPR training.
How common do cardiac arrests occur outside of hospital?
Most cardiac arrests occur in the presence of family, friends or work colleagues. In New South Wales, for example, according to the latest New South Wales Ambulance Cardiac Arrest Registry, which is from 2019, 76% of cardiac arrests occurred at a private residence, so in people's homes.
Why are AEDs so vital for sudden cardiac arrests?
Yeah, good question. So 3/4 of all sudden cardiac arrests take place outside of hospital, then it makes sense to have AEDs installed as widely and as prolifically as possible in public spaces and workplaces and within the community. The more accessible AEDs are, the greater the chance of survival. We know that for every minute that people do not receive defibrillation, their chance of survival decreases by about 7 to 10%. So the faster we can get AEDs to people that need them, the higher the likelihood that they will survive. And that's why this election we're calling on the next government of New South Wales to follow along with the extraordinary effort of the South Australian government and make it mandatory for AEDs to be installed in buildings, emergency vehicles, buses, trains and all throughout the community.
In spite of advancements in medical knowledge of the negative effects in junk food and smoking, why are young people facing challenges in maintaining a healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, so Australia currently ranks 20th in the world for how much we spend per person on preventative health. So it's really clear that we can be doing more in this space. And that's why we're asking the next New South Wales government to support a range of preventative measures. So young Australians still have to contend with traditional health risks that have been the focus of health promotion efforts in the past, including obesity, tobacco, alcohol use. And these problems still persist now and are now also adding to the emerging risks that we have. So a sedentary lifestyle from increased screen time, air pollution, social media and online advertising from junk food companies. And now lately we have vaping in addition to tobacco cigarettes. So these are all significant challenges that young people today face in maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
Lastly, any final message you would like to give about cardiac arrests?
Yeah, so pre-hospital care across the country is world class, and the ambulance medics that we have do a fantastic job in supporting their community. But if someone suffers a cardiac arrest, the chances of survival increase when a bystander steps in and starts compression. Any CPR is better than no CPR. So while bystanders alone will never replace an ambulance service, equipping people with skills to follow the chain of survival, which is the worldwide guideline for a response to sudden cardiac arrest. Sudden cardiac arrest patient's chance of survival increases dramatically for each link that is actually in the chain, which include correctly identifying someone in cardiac arrest, calling 000, pushing hard and fast on the center of the chest or giving compressions, and a shock fire defibrillator. So every minute that CPR and the use of an AED are delayed, survival drops by 10%. So the quicker we can get these actions to people having a cardiac arrest, the more people will survive and be home again to see their families.
That was Simon Cowie, Heart Foundation New South Wales General Manager, ending the report from The Wire's Tony Pankaluik.